What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure. The way that you guys talked about the stumbling block and how, and I put this in our notes because I do want to tackle this because it was a conversation I heard you and Jen talk about that I think is important, is like the church fragility.
Yeah, church fragility. Like, okay.
And too, it's a culture fragility too. It's not just church.
That's
church,
right. It's culture.
Let's just talk about culture. It in the
it's
culture.
It's a culture fragility.
Because so it's not even just church.
Yeah, yeah. So let's deal with the fact that when you decide to lead with vulnerability, because vulnerability is my superpower, right? The narrative I had before going to EMDR was that vulnerability was dangerous. Mm. Because at 8 years old, I had to make a decision not to expose my molester because it would mean the explosion of my family.
Mm. Wow.
Vulnerability is dangerous. My dad's going to kill him. My brother's going to bury him. My mom's going to be brokenhearted for the rest of her life. Well, that narrative made me stay silent about my trauma and about the pain that I experienced. Mm-hmm, so I was actually protecting my abuser, right? Mm-hmm. Through this narrative. Through MDR and healing and freedom and all that kind of stuff, the narrative is now vulnerability is my superpower.
Yep.
The parenthetical underneath that is that I am vulnerable at the risk of other people's comfort.
Mm.
What I will not do is hold back my vulnerability because of the way you might feel about it or you might experience it.
Yeah.
If you get triggered, you might need to go do some work just like I did.
Yeah.
But what I'm not going to do is fragilize you as if you can't handle a damn story.
Ooh.
Right.
Because you can. You're a freaking human.
Right.
We are resilient. We can come through a whole bunch of stuff, fam. I'm telling you that now.
I know that's right.
Okay. So we are not as fragile as we all think. And we can handle hard things.
Yeah. Mm.
And fragilizing people to be like, I don't want to.
Yes.
So when you decide to live out authenticity and vulnerability like you've chosen to do, like we've chosen to do, when you put that before an audience, that statistically only 1% of all humanity does their soul work.
Wow.
Therapy, self-care. That's about 80 million people in the whole world.
And only 1%.
The 80 million people represents 1% of the whole world. Out of 88 billion, right?
Billion.
If we round up to 8 billion, only 80 million people in the world do self-care. Which explains cocaine, which explains pornography, which explains human trafficking, which explains sex slavery, which explains Netflix. Just gobbling up hours and hours and hours zoning out, which explains the gaming industry.
Social media.
I'm talking about anything in excess.
Media.
I'm talking about just anything going in excess.
Oh my God.
Which explains pints of ice cream, which explains whatever you, which explains sex on top of sex on top of sex, right? Why, we're just numbing ourselves or distracting ourselves to not deal with ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
The moment you go, here's a mirror in front of me and this is what I had to do. You know what that does to your audience? They get triggered. And then they're like, no, I don't want to see this. Stop cussing. Damn you, please, stop cussing. You're going to hell. Your nigga's going to hell. Y'all said dick. And you said it was in your mouth. You're going to hell. And you're going to hell. Y'all going fast, too. Y'all niggas going to go so fast. Y'all going on the Autobahn hell. And y'all going to go there fast. In a Porsche. Fast.
And to get right off the comment section and go subway.
Right? Right? Or want to. Or mad they can't.
Ooh,
that they're not even. That they've never even been. They've never had peen even
offered.
Directed their way. Like nothing even
so
raised.
Let's get to the root.
Like, so let's, right? So when you realize that vulnerability triggers other people and they're like, I can't take it. Then I'm like, how did you get through the Bible?
Tim, I almost
How did you get through the rape of Tamar?
Oh my God.
Wow.
How did you get through that?
Oh my God.
How did you get through a woman? How did you get through a man making a vow that the next person that walks in his door, he will chop into pieces.
Wow.
And his daughter walks in.
Wow.
And he chops her into pieces, and then they send him out to all the tribes of Israel. How do you get through the Bible? Because that thing is rough.
Mm-hmm.
They got a woman caught in the act of adultery, mm-hmm. and they brought her, but not him. How? Because if she was by herself, then in adultery, that's masturbation.
Wow.
I don't think there's a stumbling for masturbation. Where the man at? Wow. How the man not get there? She was caught in adultery, but she's the only one brought. But you watch porn with a man that has a mask on, but the woman is full frontal nuded.
Jesus.
We still just bring in the woman. We never bring the man. Mm. So I call out hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I call it out. I know culture.
Yeah.
I'm Daniel. I'm Hananiah. I'm Mishael. I'm Azariah. I'm in Babylon. I inhale all the culture and just breathe out Jesus. But don't think I don't know. And don't think because I know the Chaldean tongue that I'm a backslider.
Mm.
Niggas.
Mm.
All I'm telling you is I know game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I peep what you doing. We supposed to be wise as serpent, as gentle as doves.
Yeah.
Y'all got y'all head up your own
ass. I'll say it.
Thank you. I love the cosign.
Uh-huh. Got you. I got you.
Okay. Y'all got it up your own thing, and you don't even know what's going on in culture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So once you realize
what's the solution? That
I'm saying, how do we miss it, and what is the solution? Because we're missing it.
Focus on you.
Yes.
And put out, if instead of saying you are doing that, then if you think this is wrong, you go do the opposite of that.
This is okay. No, for this sure.
And
this
leave
is,
me alone.
Yeah.
If you think this is wrong, I then agree. You do the opposite of that in love.
Yep.
And you perpetuate that narrative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Like, we're not pointing at every podcast we think shouldn't, every person shouldn't be on the mic.
Right.
We're not
right.
saying, no. she heard their podcast, they talk about, we're saying, okay.
This is what we're talking about.
We don't
about.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
This is what we talk about.
Absolutely.
We're focusing on this.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We don't call out every podcast that we think shouldn't be on on a platform.
Right, right, right.
Because so you focus on whatever it's really made of, Paul says this, there's some stuff that's going to, everything's going to go through fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that's made of good material is going to last.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And the stuff that's not made of good material is going to burn up.
Go mm-hmm. away.
Right? It's hard for me to find somebody that actually commits their life to authenticity and vulnerability that burn up.
Wow, wow, wow. So thank now let's you,
go
Jesus.
With, so now let's go with receipts. I pay between $12,000 to $14,000 a year for my mental health. Mm. That's how much it costs.
Period.
For me to be okay at this level.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I still got a whole nigga in me.
Right.
People forget that.
They
part.
Forget it's that.
Like, you, I got
you,
a whole,
you have to understand that there's something else that's in me.
I still got a whole nigga in me.
Yeah.
Right. And so the reason why he ain't popped off, and the reason why he ain't turned the IP address into a physical address and pulled up. Because there's a nigga on Fiverr in India that can give you yep. a physical address in probably about 72 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't gonna be hard to find nobody.
Right.
The
right.
world's kind of small. Now, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So before you do another reaction video think popping off, it. Just think.
If this person I could find you. Knocked just, on my door.
Just think, maybe I let you live. Because we know niggas that don't know us.
Ooh wee.
You two cash apps away.
And it's cheap.
It doesn't cost much.
It's funeral so, expenses.
What?
So
my niggas would do it for a Louis
for
belt?
A Louis belt?
My niggas would do it for a Louis belt.
Drake said it.
So listen, that's not hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like that's not I'm not exaggerating. Mm-hmm. Like I come from the streets.
Yeah.
I come from niggas that would love nothing more like, nigga, you saved. I got niggas in my life right now that are like, nigga, I love that you're saved, but please understand.
Yeah, if you ever.
If you ever need anything,
yeah.
I'm loco. Right? No L. Loco. Okay? So that's still in me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not think that Paul gives his life to Jesus and that thing in him that enjoyed watching Stephen's murder
mm-hmm.
is wow. not still in him.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wow, wow.
When other people are calling him a fake apostle. Don't think that's not
Ooh-wee.
In him. He was on his way to arrest people that believed in Jesus to have them murdered When he gave his life to Jesus. Wow. Don't think that dog goes away.
Wow.
That dog's just now on a leash.
Wow.
And so if you don't understand the lengths we go through, as you said earlier, to ensure that my flesh is crucified.
Daily.
Daily.
I mean, minute by minute.
Right? And that I'm actually getting to the root cause of my trauma and not just dealing with it on a surface and throwing Jesus glitter on top of it.
Yep.
That takes $214,000 a year at this point. But my mental health is stable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm faithful to Juliet. I go to sleep at night.
Wow.
And I wake up with peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm present for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
When my neurological self or my amygdala starts to flare up because of stress and trauma, I'm able to get to it and pinpoint it quicker. Accurately yeah. and more quicker because I'm aware of self.
Yeah.
I am not self-conscious.
Can you please talk about that?
Yeah, I'm self-aware.
Uh-huh.
Self-conscious people they see them at the expense of everybody else. A self-awareness person sees themselves first before they look at anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's the reason why I don't judge, as hard as it is, I had to, you know what I mean? I got to remember what my rabbi says, and I got to pray for those that despitefully use me and make reckless comments and do all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pray about that. But I realize if I'm aware of self first, then I have empathy for the other person.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I realize if you've been trapped in a religious construct that has told you that any sign of humanity is a threat
mm-hmm.
to your spiritual walk with God or sin,
mm-hmm.
then I can't even imagine how you live from day to day.
Oh my God.
You beat yourself up over a thought.
Torture.
Like there was somebody did a we did a Q&A last week. And one of the questions was, this girl has sex and she was like, I know the Lord has forgiven me, but I can't seem to forgive myself. And my heart broke for her.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you received the love of God, but you can't love yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like you accepted his forgiveness, but you won't let yourself off the hook?
Mm-hmm.
You swimming in the sea of forgiveness. Nobody told you to put on no scuba gear and go find your sin that he threw away.
Wow.
That he forgot. That's
done. You done got to the edge of the boat and did this number off the back of the bow to go find your own sin?
Yeah.
That he said he forgot about? You bringing it up to him. He's like, what are you talking about?
Lord,
please forgive me for opening up my leg. What? When? You remember last week when Derek came over and I thought we would just go. But he rubbed up against me when I was washing dishes.
I thought we would just go.
He just bit me over and I took it. I don't know what you're talking about. You do know what I'm talking about. Then I perched up and then he... Nigga, what are you talking about?
Like, that is your stand-up.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what Daniel said.
So,
please, that's like,
remember
me.
This.
You remember when I...
So we
like, if you don't, I will.
If you don't, I will.
We're often reminding God of stuff that he forgot to forget.
Oh, man.
So, but if you live in a world where you can't be human, and if we're so nervous of having a human moment because that means we might be giving people a license to sin, then you think you're Holy Ghost Junior.
Yeah. For sure.
The Holy Spirit convicts me of sin.
Yeah.
Not you or you.
Yeah.
You can bring something to my attention. I might have a blind spot, but ultimately,
it's
the convictor of sin
comes from him.
It comes from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I got to do is be open to that correction.
Yeah.
And he'll give it to me.
Yeah.
I don't have, my conscience is not seared, as 1 Timothy 4 says, like, now the Spirit speaks expressly. This is King James, because I got it all memorized in King James. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's the book.
Mm.
I'm not listening to seducing spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entertained by doctrines of demons.
Mm.
Y'all just mad that I don't believe exactly the way you believe.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about fundamental Christian.
I think that's the thing. You have to clarify it, because people will be like, you know what I'm saying? There's so many versions of Jesus that people put out there.
These niggas swore Trump was saved.
Oh, so you want to go there?
Like,
And then when we was like, he don't have no fruit
of being saved.
Then they was like, he's a baby Christian.
Like, nigga, that's a zygote. That ain't even a baby. I don't think the sperm met the egg yet. That's before baby. That's just intercourse. Nigga, mm-hmm. he ain't even close
yeah.
to a seed germination of. But do I think that there's a God that loves Trump?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And desperately wants to have Absolutely. A family reunion with him?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I can hold the tension of two things.
Yeah.
Do I think the nigga should be my president? I don't think so. But if you voted for him, I'm not mad at you.
Right. Right.
Nor do I believe if you cuss and I don't, that's the end of our relationship.
Yeah. Right.
Now, if you tell me I'm having premarital sex and loving it and I won't stop, well, now you're clearly in violation of scripture right. that I can point to.
Right. right.
Like, I can point to this from Genesis to Revelation and tell you why you're this is not wrong. A good look for you,
fam. I don't want to change. It's what
well,
I'm doing.
Well, God knows my heart. He does. He knows it's desperately wicked. So that's not even a good...
So that's not a good right. excuse.
That's right. not a good excuse. So where the Bible is clear, I'm on that neck.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's open for interpretation, I'm like, how do you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk
that's
about
a conversation.
It.
Yeah, it's
let's
a
talk
conversation.
It's a conversation.
It's a conversation to have. And we might not end up in the same place.
And that's what I bet.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
She used to be my sister.
Yeah.
Mm. I bet you won't be like, I bet you won't go to that podcast no more. Yeah. I didn't know they believed like that. Yeah. I didn't know they were talking all like that.
It's like, dang. I know a New York accent from a Cali one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know a New Orleans accent, baby, mm-hmm. from a Minnesota. Mm. That little pop.
Yep.
That's just an accent. We all still Americans.
Yep.
Well, in the same way, the body of Christ.
Yep.
I can tell your accent just by hearing you talk. Ooh. Oh, you got that Anglican accent. Mm. That's that Baptist accent. You got that Kojic accent. You know what I mean? You got that Pentecostal Assembly. Oh, you got that Church of God in Christ, that Church of God in prophecy accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got that new progressive Baptist, missionary Baptist church accent. Like, that's an accent. That's not enough for me to break up my fellowship with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your podcast based around? Is it
vulnerability.
A Christian podcast?
No.
Well, moved it away from that.
I moved it up.
Under that.
It's under society and culture.
Got you.
Okay. So we have it under society and culture. And the way that I describe the podcast is this is a podcast that happens to be hosted by believers in Jesus.
Got
I don't
you.
Call it a Christian podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm after thugs.
Yep.
And atheists,
right.
And agnostics. I'm after people that haven't heard it, believe it,
yeah.
That needs to see it with this kind of skin on. I'm for the, like, it takes all types to reach all types.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I think the soccer mom needs to get the soccer moms. I came from hood niggas.
Yeah.
And a whole culture raised on hood niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 80% of all rap music was purchased by white people in the suburbs. They know our cadence better than most niggas.
Wow.
I'm talking to them niggas. You know what? Them white people feel me.
Mm-hmm.
So why they grandparents say, don't listen to Tim. Mm-hmm. Tim's gone rogue. That 16-year-old daughter's like, I like that guy.
I like that guy. Mm-hmm.
He's talking my language. And grandmama, I'm going to marry one.
Oh, no.
That part. Because they want them mixed babies. Stop playing. You know they want them. They want them light-skinned babies.
And I'm going to marry
one. What's wrong with you?
Stop playing.
Please.
And I'm going to marry one.
Fine. Just going to jack up the family reunion. Quick, ooh, fast, and in a hurry.
Wee.
So I'll tell you this, and it sounds like y'all are already there. And I'm not even sure y'all had to do it. I had to do it. So the gospel took me around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like a dude from the hood, Inglewood. Like I got more stamps in my passport. You can line up 100 niggas that I know.
Mm-hmm.
They combined don't have the stamps mm-hmm. I have in my passport. They ain't been nowhere. I had niggas in LA that was like, nigga, hey, cuz, I never been to the snow. I was like, nigga, it's right there.
Yeah.
Drive
there. It's, like, it's 3 hours. It's right there.
Yeah.
You can be there today.
If you want.
And they, no, nigga. I'm like, okay. Well, I've been all around the world. It's been beautiful. When I started this pod, I no longer had to code switch.
Mm.
And it was the most liberating thing in the whole wide world. It was like the most liberating thing in the whole wide world just to get back to like, this is who I am at my core. This is how I always talk to everybody privately. Yeah. And I get to do it publicly. And I know it's disruptive to people. The joke I've been saying is, I understand, like, nobody can convince me that Obama has never said nigga. Southside of Chicago, Obama. Jay-Z, Beyonce, concert going, Obama.
For sure.
Right? But he couldn't.
Yeah, for sure.
Address the union.
Right.
What's up, my niggas?
What's up, niggas?
Russia and Ukraine got some problems. Those niggas haven't worked it out. However, I believe that we're going to find a way to get these niggas to calm down. You can't address the nation
right
like that. So he had to code switch.
Mm-hmm.
Preaching the gospel, my identity is above my ethnicity when I'm preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm sitting down having that's a sacred desk. When I'm preaching, that's a sacred desk. I take it seriously. I approach it with honor. Nobody's ever had me on church milk in the middle of my preaching and I slipped up and cussed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Touch three people and tell them these niggas is gonna get it today. I don't do none of that chitlin circuit stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do none of that. I respect that. I respect that office. I respect that desk. I respect that space and that time. But when you sitting down talking,
mm-hmm.
stop it.
Human to human.
Sure.
Yeah. Human to human.
Yeah.
If you gonna be on some sisters,
It's like nigga.
Like, that part. Stop talking to me. Stop. You don't order chicken from KFC like this. You don't go to McDonald's and you're like,
ugh. I can just have
a... Watch this. I need
not
a
watch
Big
this.
Mac. Hear me.
Hear me now.
I need a large fry.
Like, PD, did anybody just hear what I just said?
Right. It's like...
So it's like, I want to have authentic conversations that are real, that are vulnerable, are authentic, that are transparent, that are down to earth, that are accessible to the average person. Yeah. When I preach sermons, I always preach to the back row and move forward because I was on the back row. The first four rows, the niggas is saved.
It ain't for
if
them.
I say, go to Exodus 3, they're like, let's see if this nigga really know Moses. Mm-hmm. The first four rows, I ain't preaching to them niggas. Mm-hmm. They're going to be there after I'm gone.
Yeah.
Right? They love Jesus already. That back row, the nigga that slouched over.
On his phone.
Like, nigga, I ain't feeling this. Nigga. I don't even know why I'm here. I'm just trying to hit old girl, and she told me I had to come to church. If I can make that nigga.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Step up. That's it.
If I get him leaning forward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if he gets saved that day. Some.
A seed planted right there. Yeah.
And most people are so they're so this is a crass word. It's not crass, but like they're horny about the harvest. They've so romanticized the harvest that they forget about seed time and irrigation.
My God.
And this kind of format, we're sowing seeds.
That's it.
Everybody wants us to do a Bible study.
No,
this ain't a Bible study. This is a conversation.
It's a conversation. Yeah.
This may be a seed that down the... Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, I got to give y'all one. This one right here is so dope. So I have to go speak at Lakewood Church a couple of months back. So after the service is over, they had a nice little meeting because I'm an introvert. So I love like small, but like when it gets big, my energy is like... It gets... Mm-hmm. I got to leave, right? I get drained. So they had a nice little meet and greet and it was efficient. And so this line's coming down. So this beautiful girl walks up to me, no makeup on, fresh face, cutie pie of a face, short haircut. Clothes was lesbian starter kit, like stud lesbian starter kit. Okay.
That's lesbian starter kit.
And, but I make no judgments about that, but just... Perception, you're always slotting people, right?
Yeah.
So she comes up, but here's the thing, stud starter kit, but like the femininity was radiant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. So she comes up. She was like, yo, thank you so much. You have no idea how much you've helped me. Like, you've just been really a blessing. I just want to say I appreciate you and thank you. I was like, cool. She was like, real quick, somebody want to say hi to you. So she hits FaceTime and calls somebody. So FaceTime comes up, woo. I'm like, hey, this girl is at work. She's a nurse, got on her full scrubs. She starts crying on the phone. Mm. Oh my God, I can't believe you took time out to say hi to me. I'm like, girl, I love you. Thank y'all for listening. Your homie gave me connected us. And so she said her thanks or whatever, it was good. Hung up, right? She was like, yo, thank you for doing that. That's my wife. I said, really? She said, yeah. And we getting a divorce. And she said, and it's because of what you've been saying on your pod. And she literally went back through every episode where the Holy Spirit started
chipping away.
Conversations, yo. Not a sermon.
And wow. Not beating her down. And
what?
Not because you don't even talk.
What are we talking about, fam?
Man,
I got three aunts that are lesbians.
Wow.
Like.
Oh my God.
This nigga said to me.
Wow.
We getting a divorce. And it's cause your podcast.
Conversations.
Think about the reason why y'all have more subscribers than any church has members.
Jesus.
Lord have mercy.
Perhaps it's because there needs to be way more conversations.
Yeah.
Than there are sermons. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the reason why you're only supposed to preach once a week.
Right.
Because what you doing with the other six days?
What are we
talking
about?
Because the other 6 days probably should be about a conversation.
Yeah.
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 Don't nobody need that many damn sermons? 52 is enough, nigga.
After this Sunday, nigga, I got to go. I got to go live this out. I got to go have a conversation. I don't like what that pastor said to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That
I'm,
part.
We already live together, nigga. How am I going to stop boning you if, you know what I mean? Yeah. If we already live together, we've been doing it for the last 6 years and got 3 kids, nigga.
Yeah.
For sure.
That conversation.
Oh my God. It takes a conversation.
But we don't want to have conversation. We just want to keep preaching. You can't preach in the comment section.
And I feel like Jesus started his ministry with conversation.
He did. There's only like 3 sermons he preached.
That's what I'm saying. Like sermon most of them were conversations.
And then conversations. Nicodemus coming to see him at night. All the Pharisees trying to trap him. Mm-hmm. And notice he never ran away from
confrontation.
A confrontation, even if they were trying to trap him.
Mm-hmm.
You run up on me. In public, like face-to-face, cool. But if you leave a comment, I'm never going to see it.
Right. Right.
You can write a dissertation in there, nigga. I bet you I don't see it.
I love the comments that are paragraphs. Oh. And I go, doop.
Listen.
You took 45 minutes to write
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. To compose
I'ma just delete
to
it.
To compose
and
it.
And you're going to come back and see if anybody commented.
And no one saw it.
You're going to disappear.
Please leave paragraphs.
I leave everybody on red.
That grinds my gears.
Because in this space now that I realize, okay, God, you've given me influence in this space. Content is my responsibility. Comments are your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in my lane. You're going to stay in yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I make content.
Yeah.
I don't make comments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have conversations.
Conversations.
We talk to people like human beings. We deal with people's real lives. We don't dabble in hypotheticals of like, What should a church be doing?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you going to help her?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all know that Rahab lied to hide them 2 spies when they spied out Jericho?
Mm-hmm. I still don't know Bible stories.
It's okay.
Rahab is a hoe. Wall of Jericho when they...
Okay.
Rahab is a ho-ho.
Okay.
Okay? And 2 dudes ran up in, not her, her house.
Okay.
Clarify.
And had to clarify that because she's a ho-ho. She probably could have took both of them.
Not her house.
Ho-ho. Okay. She hid them in the reeds of her, in the roof of her house, right? Okay. She lied to the people. Do you know if you pull up Jesus' genealogy?
Comes from Rahab.
Rahab is in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of hoes.
That's crazy.
A bunch of liars.
Mm-hmm.
Some tricksters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All kind of people in Jesus' DNA.
All kind of people.
And none of them writers meticulously going through and ate Adam begat,
yep.
Seth that begat, yep. That begat. Yep. Nobody thought, can't put this hoe in here.
Let's take Rahab out. That might not be a good look.
This may not be a good connection.
Wow.
They left it as.
As is.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why y'all leaving your episodes as.
As is.
Is. I did not go back in after they had this complete freak out about the episodes that I used.
Yeah, you left them
up. Strong language. Mm-hmm. I just left it up. I beeped it.
I did.
So you just, you saw me mouth it. You didn't even hear
it.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm not leaving that out. It's a part of the story.
Yeah.
This is the landscape we're in. And if you don't like it, you can cross the street.
Please.
You can unfollow.
Please.
You can block.
You can start a podcast.
You can unsubscribe. Or you can try to do better. Because if we don't have it together, just do better.
Just do better.
Do better.
Do it.
Do
it. Make it be like, if you don't make it past 2 episodes.
Do it. If you think that you can do it, do it.
Do it. Absolutely. But I promise you.
And maybe the question you should ask, since you're so offended, is why God didn't give you an opportunity. Why didn't he give you an audience?
I know why he didn't. But I won't say.
But that. You need to know why he didn't.
That's exactly
you should
right.
ask yourself why.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You should ask yourself why we have a platform and you don't.
Womp womp.
You should ask yourself why we have those followers and you don't. We should ask yourself why we've been successful and you haven't.
Mm.
Maybe there's something that you need to deal with within you. And maybe if you were so focused on not focus on us or focus on what you don't like and focus on what you do like and focus on what he calls you to do, maybe he'll open up a door for you to have an opportunity to have an audience. But you're so worried about criticizing other people. So that's it. That, why are you missing it?
So there's a dude, I saw this early on because when I first started, I thought everybody was like happy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know everybody was, I didn't know a lot of people were petty and mad, right?
Mad.
So this dude was on YouTube and he put out a, like a 9-minute reaction video.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. And a lot of editing, right? So to get 9 minutes straight through when you trying to like really, like you got to go like edit the clip of
right.
me. So this is when I called Jesus a stripper. Which I'm never taking back.
Because it wasn't that deep. Like, it was deep, but it wasn't that deep for them to be so upset about. Like, well, it was, you didn't say anything wrong.
It was biblical. So, which is going to make people... So this dude was like, he called Jesus a stripper and listened to the clip. And then he pitched it to the clip. I watched the whole thing. And he was like, y'all, if y'all need more, if y'all like this, what I'm doing, I'm trying to get to 100 subscribers. Y'all, please click and subscribe. Do you know I almost clicked and subscribed? Cause that nigga was like at 92. And I wanted this nigga to hit it. Even at my expense, I'm like, if this nigga can just make it to 100.
He'll leave you alone.
He'll leave me alone.
No, maybe he won't, but at least he'll have 100. But then if I click it again, he's not gonna have it. He's gonna go down to 99. God, he was trying to get to 100 off his outrage about what I said.
Yeah.
To a church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm like, are you policing the landscape of every church and what they say on every weekend? Yeah. Are you just picking the top 10
viral moments?
That's what they're doing. Like, it's entertaining, but I realize here's my takeaway. My takeaway that I received in this last 14 months or 13 months, whatever it's been.
Since you started your pod.
Since I started my pod. My skin is thicker. But my heart is softer.
Mm. Yeah.
Like they haven't, I still love people. I'm not a cynic now. I'm not sitting up in front of everybody on my podcast like, yeah, Nikki, I know y'all wish I failed, but next episode, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have that bop. I'm like, Lord, you gonna make all this make sense.
Yeah. For sure.
We probably all wrong a little bit off, you know what I'm saying? And I think he's big enough to handle it all. I don't know why people think he needs to be protected. You know. So anyway, I'm good with it.
I think it's so encouraging to hear that because as we maneuver through our what God has called us to do in this platform, it's reassuring to have an example and other examples like with you and Jackie and other people that we've been able to connect with to. God's got it.
He does.
Like, just keep doing...
Keep your blinders on.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Like...
No, y'all, listen. So this is what you told me I couldn't say until we pop.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doing, I want y'all to be consciously aware of the favor you have the freedom he's given you and the anointing, because this is an anointing, when you can take an intangible idea and give it a tangible expression. It's what I refer to as cultural architecture. This is what MLK did with his I Have a Dream prophecy. We call it a speech, but it was a prophetic word to the nation. The reason why people are still trying to manifest that is because it was an intangible ideology that was so compelling, people were like, make it happen. Right? Mm-hmm. You don't get a chain gang. You don't get chain gang unless people adopt it and go, I want to live this out. I want to know for sure. You know what I'm saying? You don't get dwellers unless they go, I want to be in the basement. I press B.
That's it.
Right? So I want you to be consciously aware that God has given you an anointing. Not everybody has it. Like even in your challenge of like, go do it. They can't. Because they don't have a, first of all, it's not God inspired.
It's not what he called you to do.
Right. Yeah. It's not what he called you to do. But if he's called, bless whoever sneezed. But if he called you to do it, there's a grace that's on you. And if you're aware of it, you can make that atmosphere happen anywhere. That's why when y'all go on tour, it's going to happen anywhere you go. You're going to realize that wherever you go, the atmosphere shifts.
It's going to shift. Just like
it turns into chain gang because you showed up.
Wow, wow, wow.
Right? Wherever Jesus was, healing was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wherever I am, vulnerability is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's at restaurants. Yep. It's at the spa.
Yeah.
It's when I get my hair done by my barber or the beauty salon person that's about to do these two-strand twists on Wednesday. Wherever I go, vulnerability shows up.
Right.
Because that's my superpower.
Yeah.
Right? That's my gift. So as you all continue to do what you're doing, stay focused on that.
Thank you, Tim.
That I'm here to change atmospheres.
Yeah.
And the people that embrace. When you change the atmosphere, one or two things are going to happen. People are going to adopt it or reject it. That's the only two options anybody has when the atmosphere changes.
Yeah.
Right?
You either go with it.
There's no in between.
There's no in between. Right? Yeah. People that enjoy summer, there's only two people. For every season, there's only two people. People that enjoy hot and people that don't.
Right? No in between.
There's no in between, right? Yeah. Winter hits. Somebody's going to put on a parka and be like, yay, it's chilly. And somebody's going to be like, let's go. I ain't going out the house. Weather changes again. If it's raining, somebody's going to go outside and play in it. And somebody's going to be like, I don't want to get wet. For every season and every element, there are only two reactions to it.
Yeah.
So for my vulnerability, there's only two reactions to it. I accept that. I love that. Or I reject that outright. I don't like the way. And for you all, if you can just put them into those two categories, it will help you focus on what you're doing.
And focus on the ones. Because
there's nothing that can stop what y'all are doing. Nothing. Except y'all.
Wow. Jesus Christ, Tim.
Yeah, that's the only one that can stop what y'all are doing. Can't nobody stop what I'm doing.
Yeah.
People up there praying, I hope something happened. Ain't nothing gonna happen. The only person that can stop me is me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The moment I disconnect myself from God and think I'm doing this,
it's gonna
be over before I can get back home.
Wow.
But as long as I keep him first, and my whole thing is what Moses told Jesus, and I think Exodus 34, if you don't go, I ain't going. Don't send me.
Do not.
It's 33 or 34. Yeah, I ain't going if you ain't going. The only thing that separates me from them, it's the fact that you're with me. So for all this nigga talk people be hearing and cussing that they heard or whatever, what they fail to realize is he's with me.
He's with me.
Ooh-wee.
And he dwells inside of me. He is with me, baby.
Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah go through Babylon University and wind up getting hired and put into government positions, but they never compromise their fidelity to God.
Yeah.
You can put me in front of anybody.
It
ain't gonna change the fact that I'm a Jesus dude.
For sure. Yeah.
And if you just going off my cadence and how I talk, you're gonna miss it.
Yeah.
You know, because I muse about a lot of stuff before I say it. I don't like that people will accept them niggas from Deck Dynasty, but won't accept us.
From what?
What's Dynasty?
Duck Dynasty. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Right? The country people.
They have a podcast and they're Christians.
Yeah, but they had a show on Bravo. They had a show on Bravo.
Duck Dynasty.
But they're like country. Like country. Mm-hmm. Like some of them like close to mumble mouth rapping.
No, for sure.
Country. Like they that country, right? But they started a duck calling business, selling the rant, right? Mm-hmm. And they made a lot of money and then they want. So Bravo picks them up.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to at the end they pray at the table. And they was like, we don't want that part in there. If you don't let us pray, we ain't gonna do that show. And they're just as country as you wanna be. Mm-hmm. When I tell you every evangelical conservative church wanted them non-talking niggas to preach on Sunday morning.
Yep.
You didn't ask them to code switch.
Yeah.
Yep.
So don't be threatened by my language.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that I say nigga, and the fact that that there's more hood coming out of me than you would like.
Yeah.
Because you cool with it when it's the country, when it's a down south twang.
Yeah.
But you ain't
when
good.
It's good old America.
Yeah, yeah. Good old America. But you got a problem with my cadence. I'm not apologizing for my cadence no more. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I understand
that's freedom right there.
Yeah. So.
Thank I love
you for
that.
Coming, Tim. Man. We were talking for 2 hours, y'all.
Have we really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
There's really? There's only like, I feel like it was only a fraction of
we
things that I wanted
ask,
to touch.
Go down half the stuff.
I had so many questions, I didn't even get to any of it.
We just gotta go back and forth. Y'all gotta come on the basement, then I'm gonna come back here. Then y'all gotta come on the basement, and we gotta come back here.
We gotta go to the basement.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. This was good.
I don't ask for many favors. But if you could just let John Brevere know, I don't know how close your relationship is.
Yeah.
Let John Brevere know that I am his number one fan.
Okay.
And I have been buying books by the dozens.
Yes.
books on books.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Have you read All of God yet? Have you started it?
No, I have not.
Okay, so I'm getting ready to start it this week.
I made the challenge and I waited because I have like this many books to get
for
through.
For sure. Mm-hmm. I can't describe the way the Beta Satan has changed my life.
On the fence.
I'm so happy.
But John's so good.
He's just the best. Love him and Lisa and their podcast and what they're doing and the way that he, you know, just communicates the gospel. It's amazing. So you can tell him if you talk to him.
You can tell him
that he needs to come on this podcast.
Done
and
deal.
Have a conversation with him.
That would be dope.
Tell him pull up.
Oh, that would be dope.
John Brevere.
Oh, that would be dope.
And Jen needs to come.
That would
Jen
be dope.
Jen is
listen,
brilliant.
Any
there's so many
I
people.
Got
like,
is
anybody
yours.
I know,
yeah.
Throw them my way.
Yeah, listen, I'll send everybody.
I just
over
have
here.
Been able to. I've been able to be introduced to so many dope people by
watching his
I didn't
pipeline.
Know. I knew Tim. I didn't know Preston. Saw Preston.
Listen,
you know what
you
I mean?
Can use the basement as a pipeline. I'll get you any guests we got.
It's insane how many crazy people. Like, it's just so many people that are so hit. It feels like they're
hidden. Gems, yeah.
But man, they're
the
like,
stories are so compelling.
Oh my God, man.
My gosh. Yeah, so absolutely.
Just a little favor.
Done.
A little favor.
Done.
And then when you want us to come out to Dallas,
we'll
come.
Come on your
done.
Pod.
Tomorrow.
You
we'll
filming
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Like, I came that quick. You come that quick.
If y'all film in Dallas.
Return the favor.
Return the favor.
Yeah.
Y'all film in Dallas?
We do. At my house.
Yay. So
at
cool.
House,
you'll see like his kids walking around.
That's
his
so
sons.
Cool.
Yeah, we don't have
Juliet
like a quiet on the set
like,
vibe.
Like,
if
hey.
Juliet walked by, I need a kiss.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah.
And he's like, so sweet to her. He's just like, you're so pretty, babe.
That's
every
my,
time.
That's so sweet.
That's my.
We didn't even get into none of that.
That girl is.
My man, don't do that.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
Yeah, no, that's my.
And
that's,
she's so she's sweet. A, she seems so sweet.
She is. She's sugary.
For her to have that in her house all the time.
Sugary.
No, she's an extrovert.
Oh, okay.
So
you're the introvert. Okay.
Yeah, I'm the introvert. She's an extrovert.
So she loves
her
it.
Birthday is 2 days before mine.
Oh, wow.
God loved me so much that he put her birthday 2 days before mine because her turn up is so all consuming. That 2 days later, niggas is tired. And they just be like, happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's, and I'll be like, thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I need. That's all I need.
Her turn up is big.
That's
so what is new big. Do you have? Do you have anything coming up? Anything that they need to
we could support?
Support,
we could
follow,
watch,
like,
click? What?
Yeah, so I think I'm close enough to be able to say that we are finalizing a deal.
Okay.
to bring a platform to the people now that has curated some voices of vulnerability into an app, because we're no longer fighting with YouTube's algorithm and demonetization. So we are presenting something that I believe our community is going to embrace. I'm not looking for everybody, nor expect everybody to embrace it, but I do feel like it's going to put us in a position to be able to bring more content and more voices that have the same type of energy that we do.
Dope.
I'm trying to be Jon Stewart from The Daily Show. I'm trying to sit on the basement for 15 years and just spin people off. Stephen Colbert, Susan B.
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah. Ronnie Chang, Hasan Minhaj. Like, I'm trying to.
That's dope.
I ain't trying to be the biggest or the baddest, but Hasan God's giving me influence. Hilarious. He's brilliant. I really do feel like God's giving me influence to leverage and catapult other voices that'll be.
And I think that you have a, well, we know that you have a gift of discipleship, and I think that that's needed. I think coming into this thing, doing this in front of them, it needs to be discipled. Well, and steward properly.
Let me tell you something. Because you can't call me uncle and brother and all that kind of, and I don't take that seriously.
Like, oh, I expect
the
that.
Moment y'all was on my radar, it was like, I'm covering y'all. I'm praying for y'all. I'm not trying to impose nothing or assuming any type of relationship. I'm just saying, like, whatever you need, you got me.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I see y'all as my sisters in Christ, and what you are overseeing here is very, very precious.
It is.
And anybody that would try to discourage it or come against it would be coming against me.
Wow.
Personally, is how I feel.
We Boom. Love you. And you heard it.
So, you heard it here first.
And he from South LA.
Inglewood.
Inglewood.
Crenshaw, Arborvitae.
Y'all heard him. He said he would kill a nigga.
I would. to this day, I feel like... If I need no, I'm just I'm dead serious. Like, I don't mean that in that's not like
a, absolutely. If anything happens,
no, like I, you know, I live in Texas. We got guns and all that kind of stuff. And I do feel like I know I would have to get therapy if if I take a life. But I really do feel like if somebody came in my house,
no, for sure,
I wouldn't be like shaking and stuff
at all.
You walk in here,
it's a wrap.
You wanted to go meet him.
You wanted to get a quick.
You volunteered. Like, you volunteer.
I wouldn't be shaking and stuff.
My wife is in here. My kids are in here. My mother-in-law is in here.
Absolutely not.
And so.
Okay.
Yeah. All of that.
He will kill me. That's what he said.
Okay. All right. So before we go, we do what do you know for sure? And what are you saying no to for sure?
K-N-O-W and N-O.
Like, not negotiable.
What are you saying no to?
What I know for sure is that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God.
Period.
I know that for sure.
For a fact.
For sure.
And here's how I know. Romans 8 and 11. The same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead lives in me. So when anybody asks me, how do you know you weren't there? The same spirit that raised him up lives inside of me. That's how I know. we actually share the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead.
Wow.
So when I testify, I'm not just talking from my knowledge. I'm talking from his.
That's it.
Ooh-wee.
The Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of me testifies he's up because I got him up. I don't know, he does. And I'm going to see him again too. I know that for sure.
For sure.
So I'm about it when it comes to that. Like, I'm right. Here's what I know for sure. Here's my no. My no is nobody's going to get me to come off vulnerability.
Yeah.
It is indeed my superpower.
I love that.
And it's the only way I know how to live life.
Yeah.
I don't expect everybody to be able to dive in as deep as I have on day one.
Yeah.
What I do know is that you could not stay in my life if this is not something you're committed to. Because at some point, it's just going to become too uncomfortable for you. Because you ask me how I'm doing, I'm going to tell you. You ask me for my advice, I'm going to share it. You ask me for my input. You ask me to hold you accountable. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if it's not something that a person is willing to commit to in friendship, then we probably would just be acquaintances.
Yeah.
Because I will not compromise my vulnerability. I fought too hard to get it.
Right.
I lived my life, the first 11 years of my life, in silence.
Yeah.
Not the first 11 years of my life. From 8 to 19 was silent. Mm-hmm. My mom caught me looking at porn at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And that night I told her that I got abused. And in that night, my younger brother shared that he was abused by the same dude.
Wow.
And then my mama shared that she had been sexually harassed by her babysitters, the boys. When my grandmother and her friend went out, she was left alone with two older boys. They would pull down their pants and chase her around the house. She was like six or seven.
Wow.
So this was traumatizing for a little girl.
Wow.
To see like teenage penises flapping.
I'm sure.
These flaccid penises just, you know what I'm saying? Period. Underwear right there.
In general.
In general, right?
It's like, right, Lord, so this I didn't ask for that.
I did not volunteer. Like, there's no six-year-old in the history of ever that's like, I need two flaccid penises. Come at me full speed, maybe half speed.
I cannot wait to see your stand up. Because it's like, that's funny. And that's trauma.
It's trauma. And I want to talk about that.
Like, that's what I want to bring. What it is.
You only want to bring what you came, right?
Yeah.
So, and then my dad shared that he had been sexually abused by the comic book store owner when he was 5 years old.
Jesus.
This is like a generational
thing. So in
and
one
it happens
night,
more than you know.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely, right? We're talking about 1 in 4 or 1 in 5.
Lord have mercy.
I can duck goose this room.
Lord have mercy.
And hit somebody, right? So it's like the more vulnerable we can be, the more free we
can
be.
Free.
I'm trying to free people up one conversation at a time. That's what y'all doing.
Yeah.
We're trying to free people up one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
And the easier we make conversations, right? And the more that nervous energy goes away around homosexuality, around lying, around people pleasing, around whatever it may be, then it's like, oh, this is just you? Yeah, this is just me. Well, this is safe. This is safe. I can contain everything you just told me.
Yep.
And if you're not going to ask for any advice, then I'll just put it in a jar.
Yeah.
And thank you for the gift of your vulnerability. That's what I told your previous guest when he left. I dapped him up. I said, bro, Alex, thank you so much for giving us the gift of your vulnerability.
Thank you.
Because vulnerability is not something you can demand.
Yes.
It's a gift. It's such a gift. If they give it to you, it's a gift. Like, you could ask me, y'all could go Google some stuff and be like, so I heard you're from Inglewood. Mm-hmm. That ain't no damn transparency.
Right.
Yes.
That's just being honest.
Right. It's a fact.
That's just a fact,
that
right?
It's a fact.
But
yeah.
to give you like details that you were never going to know unless I said it.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
It's an extravagant gift.
Yeah.
And you either contain it or you're invited in to like help somebody on the journey. Mm. So I know, my no is, don't ask me to censor myself. I'm 48 Mickey Ficky years old. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to censor myself. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to sugarcoat nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't ask for something if you don't want the damn answer to it.
Yeah.
And be okay with my answer even if you don't agree with it. Because I ain't going to change it. No matter how loud you get.
Have you been dreaming of starting a podcast just like this one and you haven't been able to figure out how to do it? Don't let the fear of the unknown stop you from using your voice, your story, and your expertise in your field to impact the world. I'm Carla Womaris, and I have helped over 800 people that look and sound just like us launch their own podcast. I'm also the producer of the Know For Sure podcast and many of your favorite pods. I have a special offer for the Know For Sure listeners. 50% off my signature course, Launch Your Podcast in 30 Days, is the exact same blueprint and formula that I used to launch and produce Know For Sure. You'll learn how to go from idea to launch in 30 days, including recording, editing, publishing your show to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and all the platforms. And of course, how to monetize your show. Visit ideatolaunchpodcast.com today and use code KFS50 for the self-paced course. I'm looking forward to welcoming you to the Idea to Launch podcast family.
That's real.
Boop.
What's yours, Meg?
What he said.
No, for sure what he said.
No, I would say I know for sure that I feel like we're embarking on a season where God is sending help.
Mm.
Like he's sending like the community, refuge. Our community it's becoming need. Like he's sending in the help spiritually, not so much. I just think the help is coming. I don't know what that looks like, but that's what I feel. Yeah, I feel like we are getting help and covering and community. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like people that can see it and rally around it and pray for it properly.
That's great.
So I can feel and sense that. So I know that for sure. And I'm saying no to, I think I want to kind of say the same thing. Because I feel that I relate to that vulnerability being my superpower.
Yeah, it's good.
And I want to be a better steward over that vulnerability, but I don't want to reject that vulnerability. It's good. And there's so many, like the enemy attacks me the most in my vulnerability. Like the way that I think absolutely and process. Correct. Absolutely and so correct. I don't want him, like I'm saying no to that. Like you're not going to win me there. You're not going to take that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that's my gift.
Can I just insert this as an encouragement? When you live like we're choosing to live, that fight will never go away.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right.
It's just tension.
Yep. Mm.
You just know there's a nigga outside my window always asking me, why the hell did you say that? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have said all that. Mm-hmm. In therapy, we call it a shame hangover. Mm. I share too much. Mm. I should have pulled some of that back. I shouldn't have let them in that deep. Mm-hmm. I wish I could get that. Not they, but they're outside the window. You ain't got to let them in the house. You ain't got to let them in the house.
Yeah.
That's but they're not going to leave the porch.
Ever.
That's how close them niggas going to be.
Yeah. Like,
That voice does not leave the property.
It's not relenting.
Yeah. It's not relenting. So
yeah.
Just encourage them.
I know that your walk with Christ is your walk with Christ.
Mm.
Do not compare it to anybody else's. Do not compare it to somebody else's relationship. You focus on your relationship and God will convict you when he is ready to convict you. And when you're convicted, then you got to do the work now. You can't just be convicted and ignoring it, you know, but your walk with him, don't compare it to everybody else and don't be so worried about the things, the act of things. Mm-hmm. I have to stop this. I have to do that. I have to do that. That's not right. That's it. Mm-hmm. Just start the walk. Mm-hmm. Just start the walk. Start the walk. What I'm saying no to is the blinders, not taking those blinders off, just keeping them on. We're focused on no for sure. Mm-hmm. We're focused on what God called us to do. Just keep those blinders on. Worried about all the outside things. Let's focus on what God showed us. And 100%. Just keep going with that.
Yeah.
That's
I love
dope.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim, we thank you.
This is part two. This is going to be 2 weeks, 2 episodes.
Oh, we dope. Love you so
yes.
much.
I love
and
y'all
so
too.
Thankful.
I'm so proud of y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm so
thank
proud
you.
Of
thank you for
doing.
Being here.
Thank you for
and
having
sharing
me.
Your gift.
Thank yeah.
you.
And pouring into us too. Because I want to make sure we say that, like, when you have wisdom in the room, and someone who has experienced more, you talk less and you listen more because, that was a lot of wisdom that you gave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And so I hope that you guys receive that because, man,
this
so
is a good episode.
Yeah.
Two episodes.
We love you.
I love you too.
We love you guys. Dwellers,
Chain Gang.
Love you guys.
Absolutely.
And Dwellers, thank you for. Coming on over here.
Oh, absolutely.
Hope we got a few of y'all.
And we'll see y'all over there.
Yeah. We're going to hop over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank
love
you.
Guys.
Love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.